Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Tony Uphoff is here, CEO of ThomasNet, ThomasNet.com. Tony, tell us about ThomasNet.
Thanks, Jim. ThomasNet.com is the preeminent resource for product sourcing and supplier selection and evaluation for industrial buyers. So every 2 seconds, an engineer, a procurement professional, or Jim, what's called an MRO, which is maintenance, repair, and operations. Picture someone running a factory floor, are selecting a product or evaluating a supplier on our platform, and when you aggregate all that data, we have now in petabytes of buyer behavior data, it gives us this remarkable window into the industrial economy. So it gives us a lot of information to share with your listeners and other groups.
So you're the thesaurus of the procurement and MRO world, aren't you?
I like that metaphor. Yeah, we've been in business. This year is our 122nd year in business.
Wow! Congratulations! Only 100 years more than my show. How about that? That's pretty good. You guys are my heroes.
Exactly.
Tony's bringing for us, folks, some things that are coming at us in the future. We've talked about artificial intelligence as a service, folks. Start looking for that. I think that could be a game changer for you. AI as a service. You don't have to buy AI. You don't have to be a genius at AI. You don't even have to learn it. Just buy it by the seat. Universal 5G, not the kind that will be in your phone necessarily, because you got to have a phone for that, but the kind that will drive your machines. What are some other things that we're looking at coming at us?
You know, Jim, I think connected to that, and you and I have been really focusing our conversation around the implications for small to medium business. So I said earlier that the U.S. manufacturing industry is a $2.3 trillion market. Well, 80% of that are made up by small to medium businesses. Mm-hmm. So you think of the supply chain of a big company. Well, most of that supply chain is made up of small to medium companies. What's going to be a huge enabler as these technologies come online, no pun intended, is what's being referred to as IIoT, the Industrial Internet of Things. And what this basically means is now we can hook these devices, Jim, up to the internet and start to pull data and information or create products or services based on that. Simple example, we have a medium-sized customer of ours who makes industrial screws for fail-safe environments, so for use on airplanes and other, you know, risk-based environments. They now are able to put sensors in those screws.
Mm-hmm.
So if something were to start to come loose or to demonstrate some sort of atypical behavior, or maybe the threads, you know, didn't sync just right, it would actually send an alert. So now imagine the implications of this as small to medium-sized companies can play in these bigger worlds by creating new products or services by simply taking advantage of this broad-based IIoT.
So a maintenance guy shows up at the back door at the dock, and the manager, the floor manager says, "What are you doing here?" He says, "Well, you got a problem with one of your machines." And he says, "No, I don't." "How do you know that?" He said, "One of your screws told us."
You got it. You know, there's another example that just was recently patented by the petroleum company Shell. And they found that as they would build these petrochemical facilities, multi-billion-dollar facilities, the number one problem was never the advanced technology. It was actually as they would be, you know, connecting one valve to another, it was how consistently it was tightened. And there was something like some ridiculous number of bolts around this. They have now a wrench that's connected to the internet, and they can digital twin, and they can look at the tension
of every single bolt. Like a torque wrench.
You got it. And so it's sending information back via this industrial Internet of Things. And now this company can be, small and medium large companies can leverage this technology to make sure that their uptime, their safety,
and all of these things contribute to efficiency,
right?
They contribute to profitability, which allows companies to invest in new opportunities, which creates more jobs. These are examples of where technology isn't taking jobs, it's creating jobs. Tony, this has been fascinating. You always make us smarter when you join us. Great job today. Thomasnet.com, folks. Please check that out. Use it to your advantage. Tony, keep up the good work and come back soon.
Will do, Jim. Thanks again.
Tony Uphoff, ladies and gentlemen. Thomasnet.com. And don't forget to check out the Thomas Index video reports that he hosts. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.